You're listening to the Sustainable Parenting Podcast, and this week we have the honor of having Marie Cooney, founder of the Goddess Retreats and mother of three kids and a school counselor. And we're so excited to have you here and get to glean your wisdom about how even the busiest parents can realistically take care of themselves and be, you know, able to avoid burnout. Because let's face it, like, our lives are busy. Even when we have a break, it seems like it's a spring break type thing where we're doing all this planning and organizing and running the show for our kids. And so when, as busy moms, do we actually get to feel rejuvenated? Hello and welcome to the Sustainable Parenting Podcast. Let me tell you, friend, this place is different. We fill that gap between gentle parenting and harsh discipline that's really missing. To parent with kindness and firmness at the same time and give you the exact steps to be able to parent in ways that are more realistic and effective, and for that reason, finally feel sustainable. Welcome. And friends, please remember, this is a podcast that is intending to serve 200 families this year in our Sustainable Parenting Transformation Program. So if you have gotten value out of this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And secondly, if you haven't yet left a review, it means the world to us to hear from you. Go down to the end of all of the episodes on your home screen of the podcast and enter the stars and leave a comment, and you could be selected as our listener of the week in one of our upcoming episodes. So today we together would like to give our listener five key tips that between the two of us, we feel are some really important strategies to avoid burnout in parenting and in your life when you are in this chapter of heavy parenthood. So let's start with you, Marie. What do you want to start with your first tip?
Sure, absolutely. So the first one, I have to admit that it can be a little challenging sometimes, especially when we're not used to doing this, but hear me out. It's really having support in place and being willing to ask for help. So a lot of times we often feel like we need to do everything ourselves. We need to take care of the children and do the cooking and the cleaning and, you know, everything that goes along if you have school-age children who are in school, and everything is on our plates. Yet, if we are able to just identify what is one thing that we would love to take off of our plates.
Yeah.
We've heard the phrase before, it takes a village. And it's not about waiting around for the village to surround you. It's really about enlisting that support and creating our own villages. And I think that's a shift we need to make, is it's not just, well, they should know that I need help and I'm struggling. Right? So we need to really advocate for ourselves and for our families to bring that village together.
Right. And I mean, sometimes it takes a little bit of a vulnerable risk to ask for help. Like, I know when I looked at our fall schedule and saw like all the different comings and goings, I was overwhelmed. And so I reached out on this like cheerleading band communication, you know, there's an app for all of these different sports where the parents are talking, and was like, is anyone open to a ride share kind of a deal? Like, and it was like reaching out to strangers. I know that can be like feel vulnerable, and I don't know why, but a lot of us moms seem to think like that would be a sign of failure if we're going to say, I need help with something. But let's be on a mission to totally eradicate that stupid, like, false myth that asking for help means you're somehow failing or you're not a good enough mom. I think it's a strength to ask for help. And one mom who I ended up ride sharing with just told me last week, actually, she's like, I never ask people for help. So I'm so glad we're doing this together. And so I was like, good. I'm glad that somehow maybe me being willing to be vulnerable and ask for help made other people feel more able to be vulnerable and ask for help. So if you're not sure how to do that, it may be a risk. Like, ask your church members, ask your neighbor, ask some of the other parents connected to your sports teams, because dang, it feels good when you get that help. And so to follow up on that, I'll go to my tip that I would say is our tip two then, is to be willing to communicate to the key people in your life, like your partner and or your parents or in-laws, what you would really love help with. I think this is one of the hardest places. Like, first, I'm saying it's hard to ask a stranger for help, but I also find in my parent coaching, a lot of people have the hardest time just honestly asking for that help from their partner, or their in-laws or parents if they live nearby. And so, like, let's be real. Nobody wants to be the babysitter of their partner, and nobody wants to have to like make the list of all the things for their partner to help with. But there's also this other side where if you just expect someone to read your mind, that's also not going to make things any better. And so maybe a middle place is being willing to A, really look, like you're saying, at what would be nice to take off your plate, and then be willing to come to the table and talk to your partner about like, hey, I'm noticing this doesn't feel balanced. This is like something I'd really love if you had space to help out with.
I love what you said though, Flora, about options, to give options to, hey, you know, these are some things that I really could use help with. If you can just even like one of these pieces, right?
Yeah.
And then they feel more empowered, and that it's not necessarily a directive that we're nagging about it, that they're like involved in that process of decision-making, I think is really a good way to address it and keep it very like building on that relationship.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good.
I know you have a third one for us.
Speaking of, right? Speaking of, when we open up more time and energy, right? Taking things off of our plate that really are not lighting us up, that are not contributing to our overall like self-care and well-being, we have more space to really look at, well, what do we want to be doing with our time and energy? And something that I found with most moms, and I'll say parents, but specifically I've seen this with moms, is that if I ask, okay, what is something that really lights you up? What's a hobby or an interest that you have? What do you do during your free time? There's this completely like deer in the headlights stare, like, what are you talking about? What free time? What interest? Like, well, I take my kids to, you know, baseball practice. And I'm like, well, what about for you? Right. And so something that when we're talking about self-care, yes, it's removing some things, but it's also bringing in something that contributes to your overall well-being or something that you can get excited about. And Flora, I know for you, I've been really excited to see, you know, your involvement in the dance community. Like, I would love to just like, I don't know, just take a moment to talk about like what that does for you and how that's supported you.
I love salsa and hip hop. And I mean, let's be real. It's like, it's a way I get to be a very non-mom person. Like, it's kind of raunchy dancing that I'm into, shaking my butt, getting down. But like, I love how my kids come to my shows too, to see that there are different sides of me, that I'm not just this blank slate of like rulemaking and like food making and cleaning up person. Like, I have dimensions. I like these other things.
You're a real human being too.
Yeah, I know.
Who would think? We get to be real human beings as moms.
Yeah. When you talk about like filling those passions, and I love that you're saying, so the balance of not burning out is both take off your plate, whatever you can, but also add in the stuff that's going to add a little bit of energizing to you. I want to give number four's tip as let the small things be big. There've been seasons where all I could do is take an occasional class that's just once a month. And some months I'd go and some months I wouldn't. And to not be like all or nothing, I'm either signing up once a week and really committed and stressed out by that commitment, or nothing at all. But like, find your middle place, whatever really matches for you. I remember once saying to my husband, like when we were just in that desperate part of parenting where you have nothing to give each other and you're both just so overwhelmed with your careers and all the needs of the kids, I was like, do you know that even the smallest gesture, like in a gas station, if you went in and bought my favorite candy bar and brought it out, like would mean the world to me at this point in time? Or if like you heated up my favorite like kind of tea on a random Sunday afternoon and just brought it to me. Like, doesn't have to be this giant romantic gesture of a dinner out and like flowers or whatever. We don't have the like time or money or even mental capacity for, but like tiny, look for those tiny ways. And I remember he had to do that with his passions too. Like, he loves to golf, and it was like, that's like a 3 to 4 hour hobby, dude. I don't think so right now. But he would like go, okay, I'm going to go to the range and hit a bucket of balls. And that's like more of a 20 to 30 minute venture that could like meet that need for him and still worked with where we were at in life.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's what makes it all sustainable, right? So of course,
you know, I love that word.
Sustainable parenting, right? Like, this is about sustainable self-care. Yeah. And how can we bring this in? Mm-hmm. In a consistent way. And it can, like you said, be those little things that make a big difference.
Yeah, like emotional vitamins. We talk about this with kids, right? We like, some research said we need like 8 hugs a day just to survive and like 12 to thrive or something, which I was like, oh, that number's a lot. But I strive for like 6 hugs a day with my kids, especially when we're in bad places. And my husband and I joke a little bit about that too, but it's like that emotional vitamin of some little small drip that can sustain you. But let's talk about mountain highs too. Let's talk about what can be a possible big gesture of support for self-care.
Yes. Okay. So this actually comes back to one of my passions that I'm so passionate about, and that's retreats and allowing ourselves to be in a space that is so intentional about self-care and being in community with others who are kind of on similar paths and have similar things going on in life. Taking time to reflect, like, when is the last time that you've actually taken time from just everyday life? And whether it's like I have day retreats, like mini retreats, mm-hmm. that kind of fill that cup, but in this really expansive, beautiful way, but taking a day or even a few days or even a week. And I know sometimes in all stages of parenting, that's not always, you know, possible. However, if we can take that time to, again, reflect, connect, be surrounded by new experiences, maybe even traveling to new places, it really opens up doors that I can't compare anything else to. And even though I have 3 young children, they're 4, 6, and 10, I make sure that I do this for myself because I know the benefit that comes after a retreat is priceless. Like, I can go away for, you know, a few days, and I come back and my cup is like full for months afterwards. And like, I'm, you know, more relaxed and vibrant and, you know, all the little things that maybe, you know, on a day-to-day basis would just maybe even like trigger me a little bit. And I get frustrated and, you know, not the most, you know, nurturing self that I can be. If I'm coming in a place of, I just completely rejuvenated myself, filled my cup, I come back and those little things that would have maybe triggered me before, I'm just like going with the flow, looking at solutions, like all is, you know, so much more clear. So that would be something that, again, I'm just so passionate about doing for myself and supporting other women in doing as well.
Yes. Well, tell us a little bit about the retreats that you have coming up if you'd like, and I'll share about a retreat I have coming up. We'll make sure there's links in the show notes too if people want to explore those.
Sure, absolutely. So I have what's called goddess retreats. So I have goddess healing retreats, which are my more one-day mini retreats that are local. I'm just north of Chicago. And these are an amazing opportunity for women to just come and get like a taste of what it's like to be in this positive, uplifting community, to get tools for more self-care. We do sound baths and some very gentle yoga. No one has to be a yogi in order to experience the benefits. Everything is very, again, like sustainable. What can we bring into our everyday practices? We have creative practices. We have again, just like reflection time. And it's a beautiful experience. And the women walk away just completely like with this new light about them, just feeling lighter, looking, just having smiles on their faces and having tools to use in their everyday lives when they go back. Yes. So, and then I also have the Goddess Destination Retreats, and that's the like fun travel. I just last month went to Costa Rica. I took a group of 10 women to Costa Rica for a week, and we got to like really expand. And I mean, I had women on the retreat who said this was the most amazing experience of their lives. And so what I really though want to share with this is, you know, what can be and feel so expansive that just, again, you're doing something new out of the box, maybe, you know, different than what your everyday life looks like, because then it's like you get to see everything so differently when you come back. And it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. So I have, let me think here. I have quite a few things in the works. So going to Sicily in September. And that's specifically to, for women who want to feel more empowered with like their sensuality and really like embracing that goddess like quality that maybe we forget about. And what that means is just the most empowered self, like the self that is just right, like so strong and connected, but also able to ask for help when needed. And then we have, I'm doing Costa Rica again in February, and I have some other things planned that are in the works that I'm so excited about. And I know that you have this really beautiful experience lined up too for mamas, and I would love to hear a little bit more about what you're creating, because I'm so excited about this too.
Yeah. So like you, I just love the power of a retreat. I totally do. Like I have experienced it many times myself. I grew up going to summer camp where you'd go away for a week, and I made some of my best friendships, had some of the most growth in my life during those retreats. And then as I became an adult, I've gone back to the same camp and had retreats there. In fact, I'm going next month with my mom and sister to the women's retreat at that camp. So yes, shout out to Westminster Woods. It's like just a place that has built up my life in so many ways. But so I'm taking that experience, that past, and building it into tying it to my sustainable parenting work and offering a glamping retreat here in Bozeman, Montana. So it's going to be August 2nd through 4th. And we do still have just a few slots left in the overnight section, and then some, 8 slots in the day attendance section. And it's a chance to be here in beautiful Bozeman and be together. And my goal is to give rest and rejuvenation, like you were saying, some light yoga, some healthy, organic, local prepared food, and also be able and then have campfire time together and hike time together. And also we'll be having some agenda time where we're working on a plan for the fall school year coming up and making sure to think through how you can apply the sustainable parenting structure of the 3-step process that helps you have more joy and ease so that you can go into the year knowing you've got a plan for how you're going to have better bedtimes, better getting out the door time, better, you know, family trip time, and siblings getting along, and those key pieces that are have possibly been adding some stress in your life. So that's the goal of the retreat. And I'll have information about mine coming up and yours coming up for anyone who wants to dive into that. But overall, yes. I'm so glad we've been able to share these 5 ideas. We hope that you, as the listener, are able to take away one piece of this. You know, if you've got space for really taking that bigger, expansive step like you talked about, please check out a retreat with Marie or myself. And if you are looking for some more day-to-day ways, take things off your plate or add in more joy, we hope that you'll consider the ideas that we've given you today between how to really look, connect to your support community, really speak up for what it is that you're wanting with your partner or your family, make those small things big, and
pursue your passions.
And did pursue you your passions. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. And Flora, I also do have one thing that I wanted to share with your listeners too. I do have a little gift.
Yay.
So for those who are just unable to, for whatever reason, attend a retreat in person, which I do highly recommend as the best way to get that in-person support. But I do have a mini retreat that I would love to share with your listeners. That's just great. Goddess of Light. And then we'll share that in the show notes too. But this is a really beautiful opportunity to just like have some of that reflection time, introspection time, and connect with maybe some messages that are going to allow you to feel more empowered and take, you know, what we're exploring today and really incorporate that into your lives, even to a deeper level. So we'll
share that. Thank you for that. Well. That's so wonderful. We'll put it in the show notes. So remember to go into the episode, look at the description, and at the bottom there, we'll have these links for you. Thank you for that gift, Marie. And thank you for your gift of your time and wisdom today with us.
Thank you so much, Flora, for having me. It is such an honor to be here.
Remember, this is another week that you can use kindness and firmness at the same time so that parenting finally feels sustainable. See you again soon.